It's called the EB-5 program. It's based on the employment-based fifth preference visa program. It allows foreign investors and their families to get their green cards, get permanent residency, by investing in an enterprise that creates at least 10 direct or indirect jobs. Private companies have been using the EB-5 program to bring immigrants into the country. But Michigan has now become only the second state after Vermont to create a state EB-5 center. It will be staffed by the Michigan State Housing Development Authority. Scott Woolsey is the MSHDA executive director. Scott, Governor Snyder likes to declare often that he is the most immigrant-friendly governor in the nation. Tell us, how does the EB-5 Center support that?
Well, I think it's in direct support of the governor's initiative. This is a program, as you mentioned, it attracts not only investment but creates jobs for the state. So we're hopeful that we'll have the same success that the state of Vermont has had, and we think it's kind of a win-win-win for the state of Michigan. We get to attract investment to the state. We get to create jobs for Michiganders, and we're really out selling the state to foreign nationals. We like to say this is the best place to live, work, and play.
Have you heard concerns from critics who worry about an influx of foreign business owners in Michigan, specifically when you look at perhaps investors from China, since the Chinese now hold $1.32 trillion in U.S. Treasury debt. Is there a concern about should we be going out of our way to attract more Chinese investors to Michigan? What do you say to that?
I have not heard those concerns. We've been a pretty welcoming state to investors from around the world, including the Chinese, and I think it helps diversify Michigan's economy. It certainly attracts capital here, and the really important thing about this that a lot of folks sometimes misunderstand, this creates jobs for Michiganders. This is not 10 foreign nationals that are coming to work here. These are actually jobs that have to be created here in Michigan. So I've not heard those concerns, and we certainly think the program has merit. It's a federal program. The federal government issues 10,000 of these visas every year, and we thought it would be a competitive advantage for Michigan to take advantage of it.
Have some of these potential investors made ties with Michigan by attending college or university here?
Many of them have. We have 26,000 foreign nationals that are in our school systems here and in the university systems, and most of those folks develop a permanent tie to the state. And so we've gone out and made an effort to visit with many of those students to let them know that the program exists and to try to encourage them to stay in the state. It's one of the best exports, unfortunately, right now that we offer. We have some of the best education systems in the country, and to send those folks back out of the country after they've developed the engineering degrees and the chemical degrees and the other specialized degrees is a disservice to the state.
Scott, when do you expect to see investor dollars matched up with projects and expect to see some of these new foreign nationals getting those green cards and coming to Michigan?
Well, we have several projects in the pipeline right now, and our hope is to get the first investment made before the end of the year.
Can you give us an idea of the types of projects that might be in the pipeline?
Yeah, there are a variety of projects, and we've looked at projects that include real estate, mixed-use developments in Detroit. We've looked at medical and biochemical investments in Grand Rapids, all the way to tourist type investments in Traverse City. So it kind of runs the gamut. The critical thing from our perspective is that we're providing a service to the foreign nationals in terms of return of their capital, return on their capital, and most important, that it creates 10 jobs for Michiganders.
So it sounds like as much as you're looking for foreign investors, foreign nationals to pump money in, you're also open to hearing from entrepreneurs and Michigan business people with projects that they'd like to match up with those nationals.
Cindy, that is exactly the case, and we are aggressively trying to get the word out that we're looking for projects. And again, the regional center has broad latitudes in the types of investments it can make. And again, these are new projects, new businesses, but it also allows existing businesses to expand. And if there is a capital need that an existing business has to meet that expansion, then the EB-5 visa program can meet that need.
I know when we spoke with the head of Vermont's EB-5 program, we got the clear sense it's been a success, that they have used their program over the past 10 years and have drawn some $600 million in foreign investments. It seems mainly for the ski areas there and ski resorts. But it seems like Michigan's hopes are that we can match that, if not exceed it.
We certainly hope so. And the Vermont program is one that we've modeled our program after. They produced the Jay Peak investment program up there that is a ski resort. And we're actually talking to some resort folks here in Michigan that want to expand. It's a perfect marriage for the investors and for the folks that are looking to do the development.
Scott Woosley is executive director of the Michigan State Housing Development Authority. MSHDA will be staffing the State of Michigan EB-5 Regional Center, and I know you're getting ready to head overseas again to talk Michigan up with those foreign nationals.
We are. Thank you so much for the time, Cindy.